Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1869. 8 Therapeutic Modalities for Chronic Pain Relief by Marianne Pierce with EllieMcGinnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. 8 Therapeutic Modalities for Chronic Pain Relief by Marianne Pierce with EllieMcGinnis.com. Chronic pain affects millions across the globe. In America, it's estimated that 50 million adults, or 20.4% of the U.S. population, deal with chronic pain. But as prevalent as this condition is, there is no easy cure for chronic pain. This article explores different therapeutic modalities for managing chronic pain. There are 2 main types of pain. Acute pain results from an injury or disease. It usually comes on suddenly and is resolved once the individual recovers. However, acute pain may turn into chronic pain, the second type of pain. This is a persistent and long-lasting source of pain. Typically, this is pain that lasts longer than 3 months. Many patients find that the side effects of pain medications outweigh the benefits. For example, opioids are effective at treating pain, but they carry a high risk of addiction. Those with chronic pain often seek alternatives to these medications. Tired of letting pain dictate your life? Looking for a non-invasive way to treat your pain without causing other unpleasant side effects? You don't have to live in pain and discomfort. Try these therapeutic modalities for chronic pain management. Cognitive behavioral therapy. At first, the connection between your mental health and your physical pain might seem unclear. How will a therapist help reduce your physical pain? First, let's take a closer look at how the body experiences pain. There are a few factors at play here. 1, the physical sensation of the pain. 2, our mental response to the pain. And 3, the effects of that pain on our day, from our mobility to our mood. In some cases, you cannot control your experience of pain, but you can control your reaction to it. Cognitive behavioral therapy encourages patients to challenge the way they think about and react to their pain. Studies show that cognitive behavioral therapy is an effective treatment for chronic pain. Consider meeting with a cognitive behavioral therapist to help manage your pain. Yoga. Exercise is one of the therapeutic modalities that can be used for pain management. However, depending on your age and the condition of your body, certain types of exercise may put too much pressure on your joints. If you're looking for a low-impact exercise that will strengthen your muscles and alleviate your pain, try yoga. Practice gentle exercise by starting a daily yoga practice. You can stretch your muscles and ease your mind without straining your joints. There are plenty of great yoga channels on YouTube that provide free yoga content. search for videos that are tailored for those with chronic pain. Electrical stimulation. A machine sends mild electrical pulses to stimulate injured muscles. Those pulses increase blood flow, which helps initiate the healing process. This treatment can help you recover from an injury and manage ongoing pain. If you're interested in trying this treatment, find a well-established practitioner that specializes in electrical stimulation. Physical therapy. When you're in pain, the last thing you want to do is get up and move around. But gentle exercise can provide relief for chronic pain. Research shows that physical activity is an effective intervention for chronic pain. It's most effective when it's tailored to meet an individual's needs. For that, you can visit a physiotherapist. The owner of Fit for Life Physiotherapy in Winnipeg writes, quote, "Arthritic conditions that we commonly treat include fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, and osteoarthritis," end quote. Another form of physical therapy is massage. During this treatment, a massage therapist applies pressure to sore muscles and inflamed areas. They knead, rub, and press the skin to promote relaxation and dissolve muscle tensions. A few benefits of deep tissue massages include stress relief, improved sleep quality, and reduction in pain and inflammation. Physical therapists and personal trainers often use myofascial release tools such as trigger point balls and massage guns as part of their therapeutic modalities to help release muscle knots and relieve pain. Mindfulness and relaxation. When you're feeling stressed, you may notice that it exacerbates your symptoms of pain. While stress may not be the main source of your pain, it can be a contributing factor. Managing your stress can improve your overall quality of life and may reduce symptoms. Stress management techniques can help alleviate the discomfort, particularly by practicing mindfulness. Strengthening the mind-body connection helps you expand your awareness of your thoughts and experiences. With mindfulness, you can focus your attention and redirect your thoughts. There are four ways that mindfulness changes your thoughts. 1. Detect when your mind wanders. 2. Distance yourself from distractions. 3. Redirect your attention. And 4. Sustain your attention. All of these processes can help someone who's trying to manage their chronic pain. But contrary to popular belief, mindfulness is not always relaxing or easy. It's difficult to be present with yourself and sit with your racing thoughts or painful bodily sensations. Exercising the mind is just as important as exercising the body. Not sure how to get started with your mindfulness practice? Set aside a few minutes each day to try these prompts. 1. Use mental imagery to create a sense of calm and peace. Picture a place where you feel relaxed. By thinking about a peaceful situation, your body will respond by relaxing and releasing tension. Or, 2. Listen to a guided audio meditation that walks you through mindfulness practice. Find a quiet place to enjoy your practice. Lie down and close your eyes. A new sleep routine. Tossing and turning all night can lead to more than a groggy morning. Sleep deprivation can also worsen your aches and pains. It interrupts valuable time your body uses to heal. But those with chronic pain often have a harder time falling asleep. Sore muscles and aching joints keep people up at night. Try this sleep regimen to get a more restful night of sleep. Go to bed at the same time every night. Set the alarm so you rise at the same time. Follow the same routine each night before bed. This will serve as a signal to your body that it's time to sleep. For example, you can drink a specific flavor of tea before bed. And take any electronics outside of your bedroom, including your TV, computer, and cell phone. Dietary adjustments. The foods we eat affect how we feel on a day-to-day basis. Following that logic, our diet may contribute to health conditions that cause pain. Dr. Sean Caesar, a Winnipeg naturopath, writes, quote, "The foods you eat can aggravate arthritis," end quote. Try to avoid foods that may trigger inflammation, which include refined carbohydrates, fried foods, and red or processed meats. In turn, replace them with anti-inflammatory foods, which include leafy greens, nuts, and fish. While it's unlikely that your diet is the sole cause of your pain, it may be a contributing factor. We recommend adjusting your diet based on these guidelines, which may lessen your symptoms of discomfort. And lastly, acupuncture. If you're afraid of needles, you might want to pass on this pain reduction technique. But even so, it's worth a try if other healing modalities have proved to be ineffective. Acupuncture is used to relieve discomfort and stimulate the body's healing process. Thin, sterile needles are inserted into specific acupuncture points. If you're interested in trying acupuncture, we strongly recommend contacting an experienced and licensed acupuncturist. Pain is a subjective experience that's different for everybody. As such, the success of one treatment or another varies based on the individual. You may need to try several different pain reduction techniques before you find one that works for you. We recommend speaking with your doctor before starting a new pain management treatment. A healthcare provider can help you identify ways to safely and effectively try new therapeutic modalities. They can also identify any potential interactions with your current treatment to ensure you're safe from dangerous side effects. You just listened to the post titled, 8 Therapeutic Modalities for Chronic Pain Relief by Marianne Pierce with elliemcginnis.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Look, hearing all of these suggestions may make you feel a bit overwhelmed, and I get it. When we think about all of our current habits, we may find that we do absolutely none of the things that today's author, Marianne, mentioned. That's okay. Marianne provided us with lots of wonderful ideas, but that doesn't mean we need to incorporate all of them right now. Instead, pick one. As I was reading the article, there may have been one suggestion that jumped out at you, one that made you think, oh, I like that idea. I haven't tried that one before. Then that's where you start. Just try that one suggestion and see how it goes. Give it your best effort, of course. Then after a couple of weeks of giving it your best effort, check in with yourself and see how it's going. Are you still practicing the new behavior? Do you feel like it's a habit? Or did you forget about it altogether? Reflect. If the new behavior didn't become a habit and you forgot about it, why? Why did that happen? How can we make the habit stick? Then, eventually, when you've mastered it, it's time to incorporate a new suggestion from today's article. Then follow the same pattern. The great news is, you can use this exact same approach for building any new habit. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. Thank you for sending me your questions. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.